Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Cell outage, massive amounts of meth, to the moon, and no hair exemptions. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, my plane landed in Dallas yesterday, and my phone didn't work. It was the apocalypse. Everyone's freaking out. Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, Atlanta, these were the cities that were hit the worst with outages. Also parts of Florida, Michigan, and New York. If you were hit with this outage on your cell phone, you weren't even able to call 911. AT&T says it was caused by a software update. They said it was not a cyber attack. Meanwhile, 3 weeks ago, the head of the FBI testified in front of Congress that the Chinese Communist Party-backed hackers are targeting U.S. infrastructure, such as water treatment facilities and electrical grids, to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities. That was 3 weeks ago. So hopefully this wakes us all up. What are you doing to prepare if or when China completely hacks our water, electrical, or internet systems? Customs Border Patrol officers seized 6.5 tons of meth in Eagle Pass, Texas, valued at $117 million. It's the largest seizure at a port of entry in a single enforcement action ever. The cartels, they overwhelm Border Patrol with a bunch of people, and when the agents are distracted, they come across somewhere else with drugs. That's enough meth to kill over 3 million people. A private company has landed on the moon, first time in over 50 years. Intuitive Machines is the company that built and managed this craft. They confirmed that it landed upright, but it sent back a weak signal. How many countries do you think have been to the moon? I had no idea. I would have guessed U.S. and Soviet Union. Also, China, India, and Japan, five. China did in 2013, India last year, and Japan just last month. But this is the first from a private company. An 18-year-old high school student in Texas has dreadlocks. He's been suspended from school because his hair is too long, violates the dress code. The rule is, if you're a boy, you can't have your hair below the top of a t-shirt collar, below the eyebrows, or below the earlobes when your hair is let down. The boy's lawyer says this violates the Crown Act, which prohibits race-based hair discrimination, the Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair Act. He claims these dreadlocks are an expression of cultural pride and his civil rights are being violated because he's not allowed to have dreadlocks. The court ruled against the young man. He said he's very angry, especially that this happened during Black History Month. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The unintended consequences of New York State targeting Donald Trump for destruction will become apparent shortly. Doesn't matter what you think of the former president, there is little justice on display in this unprecedented attack by state officials. Corruption comes in many forms. People in powerful positions are obligated to treat everyone fairly. That's obviously not happening when a judge fines a person $400 million for a civil violation that has never been prosecuted before. There were plenty of high fives after the Trump fine and corporate banishment by a leftist judge who will be overturned, I predict. But those congratulatory signals are foolish in the extreme. New York City is now a place of violence and oppression. The smart money knows the progressives in charge of the city and state have ruined the quality of life and destroyed the criminal and civil justice systems. Thus, the exodus out of New York will continue, and so will the human suffering that anarchy causes. There is a clear tenet in America that the punishment must fit the crime. When you have people in charge who could not care less about equal justice, who abuse their power in frightening ways, who are dancing on the embers of a once great city, then it is literally survival time. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let us go to the mail. Jim Thompson, Loveland, Colorado. Bill, just read your new column that asks if Trump can win the election. Hard to imagine President Trump choosing his battles more carefully because he wants revenge. You're correct, people will vote for Biden to keep Trump out of the White House. You know, I fear that. I wish Trump would pivot into being more of a statesman, but I understand that he's got to stand up for himself. But he got to bring in his policy successes during his 4 years to a much more visible degree if he wants to win the election. Linda Rudd, Juneau, Alaska. Since there are no victims in the New York state civil case, who gets the $350 million? The state of New York gets it, to pay it right into the treasury. Larry LaDuke, Frankfort, Michigan. Bill, forget about asylum. What are the existing laws dealing with crossing the border illegally? Nobody ever talks about the laws already on the books. I know this is a right-wing thing about enforce the laws on the books, but it's chaos. There are a million different laws in a million different circumstances. And now there's really only one law that matters. Every single migrant that crosses asks for asylum because they know as soon as they do that, they'll be released into the country. But the whole immigration across the border, southern and northern, because now we reports today that they're coming in from Canada too, has to be revamped. Whole thing. Okay? If you don't, gonna continue to have this. John McGrath, Lynn Haven, Florida. Why doesn't our government freeze George Soros' money in the U.S. so he can't help liberal DAs destroy America? Because that would be illegal. You can't just freeze somebody's money. Come on, this isn't Putin here. I get mail like that all the time. Oh, they arrest George Soros. On what? In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 82 years ago, President Franklin Roosevelt signed Executive Order Number 9066. Without due process, thousands of Japanese Americans were taken from their homes and held in military camps because of their heritage. Here is the story. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, major newspapers published articles promoting the incarceration of Asians in the USA. A reporter for the Los Angeles Times wrote, quote, "Our Japanese Americans are citizens by accident of birth, but they are Japanese nevertheless. A viper is a viper wherever the egg is hatched," unquote, LA Times. FDR signed the order on February 19, 1942. People of Japanese ancestry were stripped of their possessions, placed in detention centers across the American West. In total, the federal government held 120,000 people against their will at 40 sites in 10 states. Economists believe $400 million of personal property was seized by Washington. Objectors around the country filed lawsuits. On December 18, 1944, the Supreme Court ruled that citizens of the USA, regardless of lineage, could not be detained without due process. The White House then issued Public Proclamation Number 21, rescinding the original order and allowing Japanese Americans to return home within 30 days. Ronald Reagan was the first president to authorize payments to the survivors of the internment camp people. Over 100,000 citizens qualified. $2 billion has been distributed since 1992. And here's something else you might not know. Today, there are fewer than 1,000 people of the Japanese camps. Many were born during the incarceration. The National Park Service manages the network of bases as, quote, "a site of remembrance for one of the darkest chapters in American history." Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.